Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Anthony Edwards joined the program. You missed that. The podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Our comedian friend Chad Zumach, I think, he's made his way to Florida now. He's got a pad there, right?
That's what we think. Yeah, and he doesn't understand time zones because he called me an hour ago.
That was 7:30 our time.
Yeah, it was 9:30 there.
8:30 there.
Yeah, I think he thought we were an hour ahead of him, not an hour behind him.
You grew up in Cleveland.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, he's not the sharpest bulb in the drawer.
So he actually thought...
the old bulb drawer?
He called you at 7:30 our time, and he thought it meant 8:30 our time.
Yeah.
No, I think he thought it meant 9:30 our
That's
time.
That's 2 hours difference then.
Well, he's in Florida.
Oh, so it's 8:30
him. So it was 8:30 to him.
And he thought it was 9:30 here. He thought we were an hour ahead.
I think that's what happened.
Oh,
yeah.
He's not going to get too much crap for that, is he?
I think that's what happened.
We all know the Midwest is later than the East Coast, you idiot.
Well, he could tell that I was surprised when I picked up the phone. And he's like, is this the wrong day? And I was like, no, it's just the wrong time. I wasn't expecting you for 2 more hours.
Yeah, we're not. And I need to build up for that guy. Zumach just can't show up. That's funny.
So I assume still surprised Zumach.
That's funny.
I assume it was a little time zone confusion there.
Yeah, probably. And dumbass. Although he did spend a lot of time in L.A. for a while, so maybe he's confused that way. Yeah, because then we are a little ahead of that.
Oh, yeah, when you're in L.A., you think, the rest of the world is ahead of you.
Right.
Time-wise.
Michelle Pfeiffer is 62 today.
She's still completely gorgeous.
Brady is 62 today.
Watch your movie called A Floor in the Door. The Door in the Floor.
The hell is Jan Brady's real name?
Eve Plum.
That's right.
But
sounds like a children's author.
No, it's not. A Door in the Floor. Yeah, that's right. A Door in the Floor. She plays a woman on the beach that's kind of divorced from the... I think the guy who plays her husband God damn it. What's his name?
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, Nick Nolte. But there's a high school kid that is around the house helping out Nick Nolte in his writing. And Michelle Pfeiffer. This movie's only about 5-10 years old. And she nails him on the couch. It's one of those R-rated skin sex scenes. You go, holy crap. It's so freaking
5-10 or 16 years old.
Yeah.
04.
Yeah. Is it 16? I don't whatever. It's the same difference to me. Could be 5 years. 04 is five years. I was watching the Yankees Red Sox last night. It was 03. I said, it's a couple years ago. So go ahead.
Yeah, this might be a different movie, though. Jeff Bridges, Kim Basinger.
It's Jeff Bridges. Oh, two different actresses altogether. Okay, she's really hot in that movie, too. Yeah.
What movie are you thinking of?
That's it. I had the wrong actress.
Okay.
But they're both blonde hotties that are both about 60.
Yeah.
So go ahead. She's 62. What else?
Wasn't she Catwoman?
Yes.
Jan Brady is also 62. Eve Plum.
Yep.
They were born on the same date.
Oh, no.
Who's taller, Michelle Pfeiffer or Jan Brady?
Man, you're just starting to dig these out now.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Like, it's tough because I imagine Jan Brady as a kid.
Yeah.
I have no idea how tall adult Jan Brady is.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
either.
But she was... You know, in her teens, it's not like she was going to grow a lot.
She was probably 15, 16,
but I'm
maybe
trying,
even older when she
trying,
did the Brady Bunch.
I'm trying
Bunch.
To think how tall, Michelle Pfeiffer, right? Okay.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer
Fabulous
and Eve
Baker
Plum.
Boy. She's in that, okay. And she's also in, a really young Michelle Pfeiffer is in Scarface.
I know she was taller than Danny DeVito
I'll say Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michelle
I'll say
Pfeiffer
Michelle
too.
Michelle Pfeiffer. What about you, Nick?
I'm going Pfeiffer.
Okay.
You don't Michelle Pfeiffer is 5'7".
Uh-oh.
Eve Plum, 5'2".
Yeah!
Ah!
Ooh. You're lucky. You're 2
We're still ahead of you, Nick.
Jan is a spinner.
She is a spinner. Marsha.
I haven't seen any recent pictures of her.
She turned.
How's she holding up?
She turned out okay.
And why would you?
She ain't a bad looking lady.
5'2"? Did she shrink after the Brady Bunch?
Probably. Everybody does. Probably from 5'3". Usually it's about an inch.
Well, she cut her hair. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
To report that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At The Guardian, Ginger Gorman talked to clinical and somatic sexologist.
There we go.
Tanya Keynes.
What is somatic?
Relating to the body, especially as distinct from the mind.
All right.
Used in a sentence, patients completed a questionnaire about their somatic and psychological symptoms. Somatic relating to the body. It's clinical and somatic sexologist.
So something wrong with yourself sexually, but it's physical.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it sounded like to me.
Yeah, he spelled it for me. He gave me the definition, and I still couldn't use it in a sentence.
Well, I can read it in a sentence.
That's a big word.
It has to do with the body.
Got it. I heard that.
Sexologist Tanya Keynes talking about people that are exploring their sexual side through the naked photographs and erotic texts during the lockdown.
Check it out.
She says this is special because it isn't something that we do with everybody, but it is a way of being intimate at a time where we actually can't touch one another.
Yeah, okay, here's the problem with that.
Sexting is at an all-time high.
It is.
All of us are quarantined with the person that sees us naked, and pretty much... Actually, I should say pretty much. Nobody else in my life sees me naked. Although I did send my wife a ding pic. Remember about 3 weeks ago I told you that story?
Right.
Yeah, she didn't appreciate that at all. she...
Well, you should put it in the chain. There would have been people that would have appreciated that.
No, we're going to put it out there. But none of us are flipping pictures of somebody else because we're all live with the people that see us naked.
Well, I've never sent a picture like that to anybody.
No. I never did a ding pic either. That's the first time I ever did it.
I ask my wife for pictures all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did that the other day, and I'm like, hey, just sitting at work. Like, you know, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
And then I get a response back. Yeah, Madison had had my phone.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, she saw that. I'm like, well, we're adults.
What'd you say? Show me some. Well, what's your actual quote then? You can't even say it, can you?
I asked what kind of, bra and panties she had on, and it'd be nice to see.
Did she say, Dad?
I'm glad she didn't respond to the text. Like,
Mom, Dad is texting you.
She probably just threw the phone across the room.
I don't know whose phone this is, but I just sent him a picture. Yeah, you're right. An accidental thing.
Yeah, well, she's like, oh, I guess my wife had said, too, that she's like, she just had a conversation with our daughter about not sending pictures to people.
Oh, yeah, I remember telling my daughter that 2-3 years ago. I said, you know, when that story was breaking all the time, these kids save photos. I said, I don't care what you do, but do not send photos of yourself to anybody.
Because there's going to be creeps that'll ask.
Right.
Oh, like your dad.
Yeah.
Like
your dad.
And then they spread like the coronavirus once somebody gets if they get in the wrong hands.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, and my daughter's age, like if she would send a kid that age.
Right.
The person you're sending it to isn't going to be the only person that sees that
No,
picture.
Not at all.
Oh, no,
not
all his buddies are going to see it.
The rest of his life.
And it's also and at that age, it's also technically illegal.
I know it is.
Yeah,
I know it is.
Anything underage, that's.
But it happens all the time at that age. But it's whatever. So what kind of panties you have on? It's pretty much what you asked your wife.
Yeah, so I didn't get a picture of that.
Mom's not home. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. I knew my wife was actually on the phone, on her phone on the couch when I was laying in the bedroom watching TV. So I knew at the time that she had her phone with her because I wasn't going to risk that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did, though, risk the next thing you hear being her laughing.
Yes. 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 Well, she did laugh.
Clinical and somatic sexologist Tanya Keene says
that
some
bear. There's blood in that bear, though. It wasn't just laying there like a, you know, what's our comedian buddy?
Isn't that Peters?
Craig Peters' line. It's an army man laying down in a beanbag chair. That's his line. Love that line.
Clinical and somatic sexologist Tanya Keene says that even some groups of friends, the group she mentions is a group of females, are sending nude images to each other for, you know, just for kicks and giggles, she says.
I'll send it to us.
No.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
The author, Ginger Gorman, quotes another woman who says that the isolation is ramping up the desire to connect.
See, that's what guys don't do. A bunch of guys don't get together. Hey, dude, send me a picture of your dink for no reason.
Yeah.
We're just messing around with nude shots, but we're all straight. That doesn't happen. Yeah. But women, it does.
Check out my sack.
Ginger quotes another woman who says that the isolation is ramping up the desire to connect. Vibrators and self-love don't cut it right now. It needs to be more.
They need some interaction.
Yeah. She says that it can be very validating to have somebody responding positively to messages that you're writing, or imagery, or voicemails that you're sending. She also says that if you're having the sexy banter and you want to up the ante and send a recording or an image, check first and make sure it's okay. Because that's how we live now.
All right, well, you have my permission.
What, to send you?
Yeah, anybody.
We didn't
She
ask.
Has noticed that men can often pressure women into sending images.
What's our email?
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Feel free to be sexy and send us photos.
She has noticed that men can often pressure women into sending images, and more of this seems to be happening right now. She says that men don't ask in a way that no is an option. They start insisting that they need to see the nudes or the sexy images, and if you don't get a picture or the person says no, quit asking. Yeah, there's a lot of porn out there. You can find a naked picture of somebody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll ask once.
Yeah. Then when your daughter says no, wrong number, Dad.
They say women don't owe you anything.
No, and you
certainly
shouldn't make
don't
them
owe you a naked picture.
No, they don't. No.
Even though they might be more open to it now.
Yeah. Shouldn't
Excuse
make them
me while I whip this out.
Don't make them uncomfortable. I suppose you could ask once.
Yeah, but better be somebody that you kind of flirt with anyway.
Yeah.
You don't just call your aunt and say, hey, show me your boob, Aunt Susie.
I've always wondered.
Well, you made it weird.
Well, yeah, I'm not,
did.
Not a married aunt.
Why's it got to be an aunt?
Not a married
That's
aunt.
That's just weird.
You're not related to her. An aunt through marriage.
Still weird.
Oh, of course it is, since my aunts are like 85.
They're going to have a hard time sending pictures regardless.
Because they can't hold the camera that low.
That's right.
Unless they got the jitterbug or what's the, I think it's called the grand pad. It's like an iPad, but it's really simple.
Oh, giant buttons.
That's something they use for their periods.
Yeah.
They don't have
it
anymore.
It does.
The grand pad. There's no period, but you still act like you're 25.
As seen on AccuWeather TV.
Yep. Grand pad.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
tablet for seniors.
Just to mash your old fingers against. Yeah, I think I've seen that.
It's probably more for Skyping, Zooming, stuff like that. Simple tasks.
Thousands of chickens died in a barn fire last week near Sacramento, California. CBS Sacramento reporting that PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says that they will be putting up a billboard in the area in remembrance of those chickens.
Yeah, they take it pretty seriously, the PETA people do.
PETA also places the blame of the fire on people who have not gone vegan. According to PETA, the billboard will have the lettering, "In memory of the chickens killed nearby in a fire. If everyone were vegan, it wouldn't have happened."
They should list the names of all the chickens like they did. We talked about it earlier, about people naming their cows and then killing them.
Yeah. Just
I got 8,000
a scroll.
Chicken. Yeah, there's all the chickens' names.
That's a long message for a billboard, too.
Yeah.
Thanks to travel restrictions, fewer people are flying.
Yeah, I saw a story last night about this, and they said, like, United is going to allow, they'll take out some middle seats. Something. Well, they're selling some and not others. They're still selling some. Delta says they will not sell the middle seat at all. They said that. I want to say either United or somebody else big, maybe American, said that they'll sell only certain middle seats. I'm thinking, well, then you're selling middle seats.
Yeah. Well, if they're with families.
Oh, they didn't go into detail. That could be it, Craig.
That's just what I'm wondering. Right. If it's a family, yeah, you're sitting together.
I never thought about that.
That makes sense.
I never thought about that.
But I think I saw the same story you did last night.
Yeah, it was
and
it.
They said that year over year, like last month, it was down 95%.
95%.
Wow.
Yeah, from last year, flying.
Yeah.
I knew it'd be a lot, but that's a lot.
I didn't think it would be 95%.
I didn't either. I mean, we're getting emails now. People in, some guy emailed us a picture of his brother's a pilot, and he was in LAX and showed us LAX being empty. And so we're getting some emails now of people showing us photos of certain airports around the country.
It was eerie.
But once again, that's one story. They're starting to talk more about it now since that Charlotte, the Chicago flight had a bunch of people on it. But that's one of those side stories we're not hearing much about. Maybe because nobody's flying.
Yeah.
You know? But you're still allowed to fly.
But even here, you notice a lack of air traffic. I'm sure it's even more prevalent in hubs like Denver, Chicago, Atlanta.
Yep.
Are buses and trains still going?
It's a great question. That's a great question. Are buses going across the country? Because people would still take the bus, the worst travel ever.
That megabus was a petri dish to begin with.
You did the megabus in Chicago, right? Yeah.
We have a listener who works for, I think it's Amtrak. And, yeah, it's way down.
Yeah, I would think so.
There was a train coming from, going to Omaha from somewhere in Iowa, and he said there were 6 people on it.
I thought you were starting a math problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, train so down from Omaha,
at least Des Moines.
we could have Nick lose that one, too. I lost a math problem today, and I was 1-2, and who's taller? Actually, 2-1, you're 2-1.
Thank God.
Yeah, the traveling thing, I think that... the one woman, the Chicago to Charlotte flight or vice versa, she had to go because her somebody was really sick and she wanted to visit them. And it wasn't COVID or something else. She could actually go and see the person. But if you're not flying, if you're flying just for fun now, don't you make up, I said this before, don't you make up a story? Yeah, somebody died. Why are you heading to?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Why are you heading to Hawaii? Well, somebody died in Hawaii.
My grandma died.
Right. I'm spreading ashes.
Why are you going to the Virgin Islands? Somebody died in the Virgin Islands, I know, and I got to go visit.
9.5 toed Luke.
Hey, man.
Hey. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
So, Rashad Breeland, Kansas City Chief.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think he should be in trouble for anything that happened.
Why?
I think they should suspend Patrick Mahomes for the next 2 seasons for being his quarterback.
I can go with that.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
All right, cool.
Good idea, Luke.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, don't punish him. Just punish his quarterback. I think that'd be fair enough punishment for the rest of the league.
He's the leader. He should take responsibility.
You might as well flip off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Check on your boys, man. Check on your boys, dog. So he should be suspended.
You might as well flip off Nick on the way out there, Luke.
Breeland will miss.
I'm flipping him off right now. As a matter of fact, he can't see it, but I'm doing it right now.
Like Breeland will be suspended for the first 2 series of the first game.
Yeah, of course.
That's it.
That'll teach him a lesson.
He's going to be suspended for warm ups, dude.
Yeah.
Andy Reid doesn't believe in that crap.
No, it doesn't.
You can't warm up today. You can be ready for the game. You just can't warm up.
Or the the first 2 offensive series, he's a defensive player, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Right.
Perfect. I like that.
Patrick Mahomes, get him out. 2 guys.
Yeah.
Football. Bring it back. Thank you, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. We don't have Brady on our side anymore. I'm pretty happy about that. Although the best quarterback is your boy. It's not Brady, but Brady's an NFC problem now.
It's so weird because they've never had that guy.
Chiefs
ever.
Did. No.
The Chiefs have. It's weird to me that, like, you know, a fan of a team from the other in the same division would be like, uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Usually, you know.
You know you're jinxing it by
saying. Nobody was scared
this.
Of Matt Castle. I don't know if the Chiefs could be jinxed any more than they – it's so weird that they won.
You won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you don't win again for a while. You still won.
Yeah, they won.
You're right.
It's nuts.
Yeah, but, I mean, you do back teams that have won and then been right back to mediocrity real quick.
Well, true. Well, it's not so much about mediocrity. It's they don't win another Super Bowl. I mean, even though you got a great quarterback yourself, Puss, Rodgers won a Super Bowl, hasn't won one since.
Yeah, but I mean,
they predicted Rodgers to win 2 or 3 since.
How deep
after the playoffs, did the Chiefs get when they had Montana?
I think they went to the AFC Championship game.
They beat the Steelers, and then they went to the AFC Championship game, yeah.
The Bills beat them.
Yeah, the Bills beat them, yeah.
Were we at that game?
No, we were at the Chiefs-Steeler one playoff game, yes.
Okay, yeah. Because I know I saw Montana play in person.
That's when I first discovered Asshat Chief fan. They were the worst people in the world.
Yeah. Now they're entitled.
Yep. Yeah, I ain't going back down. You have some fun there. You have some fun. Chad Zumach, who's in some time zone. He'll call us the next break. Next hour, I should say, sometime. Half hour or so, I believe he's going. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.